We're holding on this long bir halacha. Start changing shemir, but we're holding on the second page of that, page 394. So we saw that he quoted a ritva, and he also quotes a Ramban. I want to see the quote from Ramban. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13 lines down in the bir halacha. V'nei Ramban zal b'kiddusha of Erevin. So we quoted this Ritva, who challenges Rashi. Ramban also challenges Rashi. Rashi says you need 600,000 at that Rashi. Okay. Hekshakam ken al b'hag Rashi v'ali shita zu. So he challenges the shita of Rashi, which is really the b'hag, that it's only Shus Rabban, but it has 600,000 people. Zel l'shayna. The Gemara says that phrase, quote, that the Midbar, the Gemara challenges, the Gemara says, the Brisa says the Midbar was a Carmelist. The Gemara says, I don't understand how the Midbar a Carmelist, the Midbar was a Rishus Rabbim. That's the whole din is learned from the Midbar being Rishus Rabbim. So the Gemara says that the Midbar, when Klaisa was there, was Rishus Rabbim. And nowadays, the Midbar is a Carmelist. Okay. Zatiramban, Michal, the ear. A city, so we pronounce that word. So you do not need 600,000 for the main roads. So a midrash which intrinsically is a Carmelist, you want to take that and convert it to Shas Rabim. I understand you need this large presence. Even according to Rashi, and that's what the Mora means. The Mora means that the Dafka the Shir, but you don't see that's true on something which is made to be a road. You see that's true on something which is made not to be a road. So then you want to convert it into a road. You say, if there's a large presence over there, so Rashi says it means the 600,000. Okay, I can accept that. But Rashi's then extending it into the roads of the city. That's not true. So, The time of the midbar mishum shein sham derech kavusha lo mechuvenes ledech bar l'shum makom. The midbar is not made for traveling specifically from place to place. But damar lebika shirishus hayachal l'shabbos, and the Mora talks about the idea of a bika which is not made for travel gets into rishus hayachid. The Rashi adds because of sham the midbar bezman is that ein makom hiluch l'rabim. The hakam midbar is lo shchichi. But uminei, we should daik from that statement that when the holchim are shchichi, the drachim by yoris the shchichi, al bagav do have a tamon shishim riboy. Okay, zot Ramban v'shem adas rishonim loymer. Maybe this is the opinion of the rishonim. He's trachia, which means shikvusha chutz la yoris, the main highways which are outside of the cities. And that we use these roads to travel from city to city and from country to country, etc. So these roads continue for distances and distances, so there's no union of the finding by Shishim Ribuy. So, but within the city itself, where that's like the makom where you're being kavei yourself, that's like the limitber, which was a makom. So that's Rashi Ol Jani Shishim Ribui. So maybe that's Shkat and Rashi. Besaim Shom Dal Daita Gam Zayin Mechuver. Shav Dabra Ein Lon Elamash and Iskar. But Talmud, the Ramban says the Mora doesn't mention the requirement of 600,000. So where does that come from? But the Ramban is suggesting in Rashi that even according to Rashi that there's this requirement to the Fine Rishon Rabban has to be traveled the 600,000 people, that doesn't apply to the highways which are made to travel from city to city. So that's where that's what Irving asked last week. That's why we came up to this issue. Even if you're going to accept Rashi, the minute Yisrael was accept the sheet of Rashi, right? And therefore we make a ribbon around cities even though the roads are more than 16 amas wide, right? So how do you do that? According to the opinion, only 600,000. It's a rishus rabban deraisa. You can't make an eruv around such a street. But we don't make eruvin over the interstates. Because it just ain't our maid to travel from Meir to ear and Medina to Medina at Saif Kalilim, so there's no requirement of 600,000. So then the Kiddush, which the assumption is that's not only true on the interstate itself, but on the feeders to the interstates, it applies as well. They're all part of that interstate system. So I-95 is definitely made. I mean, the whole purpose of the interstate is to go from city to city to city to city. So there's no requirement of 600,000. So that's Rishos HaRabim. Even according to Rashi, the Rabban is saying it's Rishos HaRabim. And we're cautious for the Shita. But even if you get the beltway, which is really, we would argue the key function of the beltway is to move traffic around the city, not outside of the city. It's not. Its primary function is not to be a feeder to the interstate. Its primary function is to move the, especially the beltway. You know, in other cities you have like, you know, the three-digit interstates are in. You know, those are intra-city roads. Right? They move the traffic around the city, but you know, within the city. But over here, the beltway for sure. I mean, the whole thing is a circle. It's like its function is to breathe every. You know, so it's not nistaber. But the ma'aseh, that's what Koshish. You know, we could argue it's made to be intra-city, not inter-city. But the ma'aseh, we do look at it as an extension. I mean, one part of it, sure, it calls itself 95. It calls itself 495, 95. You come from Baltimore 95. You could go around the beltway. You continue down into Virginia on the 95. So that's the one half for sure. That's what its function is. So we assume the other half is also like that. That's his main function. So that's where that shita comes from. We don't make a. It's this Ramban. The Ramban says, so according to the Ramban, even according to Rashi, you cannot make an Eruv over an interstate.
Did Rebbe discuss where the 600,000 came from? Is that anywhere? Where does it first appear?
Where does it first appear? It first appears in the Bahad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's not, you know, that's not a small thing.
No.
The Bahag is the first Sefer post Gemara, first Sefer which we have is called Sefer called Halachas Pesukas, which is one of the Goyim. The next Sefer is the Bahag. So I mean, this is almost one of your first Svarim post Gemara Svarim, and it's saying that Tanai Shishan Riboy. We have to assume we had it in Masara from the Amoroyim. Okay.
Under an interstate, under the beltway.
Under, that's not a problem.
But we don't do it here.
I heard that was for other reasons.
I'm not sure why we don't do it over here. I'm not sure what the cheshma of that is, but it's not intrinsically a problem. Okay, fine. So that's what I wanted to see on this issue. So the Ma'aseh B'Shabura comes out. He really does. He strongly pushes the idea of being machmer. So according to B'Shabura, really the idea of I can hang up.
Okay.
Or I'll take out your phone.
But so that it's a fascinating thing. I mean, so any idea of a city Eruv is not like this B'Shabura. So Mr. Bura is really pushing not the Lion City Erevin. There's a Chazan Ish. Chazan Ish comes up with a fascinating argument of, he says, historically, applies to even the large cities, even the city like Paris, which there was the requisite amount of people. So the Chazan Ish says that historically we made Erevin, so what's that with? I mean, the 600,000. So he has the Cheshbon based on the rules of Ayman Rubel Poritz, which we'll talk about later on. We'll talk about that. Now, Rav Moshe comes along, and Rav Moshe has another connection in this in the 600,000. The Shulchan Aruch definitely sees it as being 600,000 people which are traversing on this road. Right? Rav Moshe is very strong that in the Digley Midbar, there were 600,000 people there, and there were roads being used by these people. There is no argument that anyone of those given roads was transporting all 600,000 at any given time. You know, the roads were certain width, and that's where the Golos were traveling. It doesn't mean every single person walked down that specific road. I mean, we know that the Mashmos was that there was two parallel, at least two parallel roads for the Golos. So, because the you know, possibility is well, all right, okay, I'll take that back. Not for sure. But I'm saying it wasn't clear that everybody was traveling on the exact same. Everybody walked behind the Golas. They walked in the form of the Golas. So it just means if you have roads made for transporting the people, and you have a presence 600,000, then all the roads in that presence become Rishon Zarab. So he says, so what's the shear? So he says, if you take the shear of the Digvei Midbar, which was three parsa by three parsa, 12 mil by 12 mil, if you draw a square like that, and you plop it down in your city, and the 600,000 people in that spot, in that area, all the roads become Rishon Zarab. That was Ramosha's issue with making an Eruv in Manhattan or an Eruv in Brooklyn, because that's clear that within that area you're going to have that amount of people. You plop down your square and you draw a square, so if you do the math, so the Digvei Midbar were three parsa by three parsa. There's 4 mil in a parsa, so that's 3 times 4. It was 12 mil by 12 mil. The mil is 2,000 amos. Right? So it was 48. It was 48 thousand. Mm-hmm. 12 times. It was 12 times 2. It says 24,000. Which is, assuming an Am is 2 feet, it's 48,000 feet. Divide that by, there's 5,280 feet in a mile. Divide 48 by 5,000 is 9 miles. So a square of 9 miles by 9 miles. So you have a square by 9 miles by 9 miles. You put that on Brooklyn, you got 600,000 people. Mm-hmm. And
Paris
these
people, didn't.
What?
Paris didn't.
Paris also did.
Right. So, wouldn't have felt that.
Right. According to his understanding of how you understand the issue of Digvei Midbar, right? So he says you can't make even according to Rashi, you can't make an Eruv in Brooklyn. So that was one of the questions which came up was if you assume the language of the Shulchan Aruch that the roads are being used by these people. Nowadays, most people travel in these things in these boxes. There's these big boxes called cars that they travel in, which are Rishon Zarab. So are you mitzdarif all of the Shusha Yochid people who are traveling down the road in the Shusha Yochid? Do they count towards the 600,000? According to Moshe Pasha, that's not a relevant question. The other question which learned the Shulchan Aruch issue is the idea of going on it. So, what about the people in the back in the cars? Do they count? So Menashe Klein and his Shuvas, he felt they don't count. He had other arguments as well. Why it's mutter? If you recall correctly, it's a beautiful tshuva, a series of tshuvas. The first about 15 pages, he writes he would be allowed to argue under the Gadol Hador. Commercial the Gadol Hador, and Hechel Teshuva would write the argument of the Gadol Hador, and he apologized for arguing the Gadol Hador. He was a tremendous derech eretz to Moshe, but Tarihi, and then he writes another 85 pages about why he feels it's mutter. There's not a problem making an Eruv in Brooklyn. Rav Moshe held it was a problem. All right. So nowadays there are Eruv in Brooklyn, and many of the Chassidish people rely on Rav Moshe Klein was a poisek in the Chassidish community, and the Litvisha won't use it because Rav Moshe held it was a problem. According to the Chazon Ish, Pashtus, you should be able to make an Eruv in Brooklyn. According to the Chazon Ish, I don't want to get involved in the Cheshman because it's the information you need to understand that we're going to see later on, so there's no reason to discuss it now. Okay, so that is that.
I was under the impression that the Lubavitch in particular don't even believe in the Eruv.
I'm not familiar. Okay. Mavuas Rechavim Tes Zayinav. Let's see Sivches. So we said the definition of Rishon Zarab is it's 16 amos wide. So Miskachim Ksosan Vein Behem Tes Zayinav. Now the Mishabura actually says that this is a toast. There's a there's a Tosaf over here, and really you should read it. Miskasha b'ktsatzin, oy, shemem tetzayinam. If they're there, it's a mavoi, which means it's a private, it's a
private pathway.
But it flows in the same direction as Rishus Rab, which means you'll use it as a walkthrough from Rishus Rab A to Rishus Rab B. But you don't have to turn to go into there. It goes straight ahead, goes straight. So if you're Rishus Rabim here, and then there's a Mavi, and then another Rishus Rabim, so you flow, the flow of traffic goes through that Mavi as if it was Rishus Rabim. So even though it's not Tezayanab, but since it is the flow of traffic from Rishus Rabim A to Rishus Rabim B, that becomes Rishus Rabim. It seems to be an extension of Rishus Rabim. No different than we had the Musik of Chari Rishus Rabim. So that's the sheet over here, the Rabim. Now let's see, before we see Mishimura, let's see Sif Test.
Do we have situations like this with our modern streets?
Well, let's take the 600,000 out of the calculation. You could theoretically have it very common. You could have such a thing. You have a case where you have the average width of a lane in intercity streets is 8 feet wide. And on interstates, it's wider. It's 10 to 12 feet wide, but in city wide, it's 8 feet wide. So three lanes is 24 feet. A three-lane road is 24 feet wide. Now, we're cautious over here. We're dealing with a Shash Daraisa. So you take 600,000 out, that's a Rishus Rab already. Because according to Ram Chaim Noah, the shear of an amma is a foot and a half. So 16 ammas is 24 feet. So your average street in Camp Mill is Rishus Rab. But once you take this 600,000 out of the picture, you have to go to Rishus Rab. Well, what happens if it goes, sometimes it'll narrow down to two lanes, then it'll widen out to three lanes again. So that two lane area, according to this, would be, since it's a flow of traffic, because of Rishus Rab as well. Now,
do we actually hold it?
Let's in the middle of a thought. Let's see if we can get the full thought over here. Now, in Sif Tes, the Mishnah Berurah, assuming the Shulchan Aruch, continues. So that was the opinion of the Rav Mag. Mavuas or Rechavim Yud Gimel Amma Veshlish. The Mavi, which is 13 and a third Amma's wide. Ushnei Roshayim Mufulash Mishas Rab Shurachim Tezayin. But it opens at both ends, Rishus Rabim, which is 16 amas wide. Yeshar Mishur Rishus Rabim. So the Bir Lacha points out that really Sefkas and Tess are arguing. It's two different opinions.
Same scenario?
Same scenario. Right. The Mishur Rishus Rabim is the same scenario because we have to turn the doesn't count. But this sheet, which is the sheet of the Rosh, it's only Rishus Rabim if it at least maintains a width of 13 and a third. So we're going to find out. Whereas according to the Rabbi Magan and Sefkas, there's no such requirement of maintaining, even if it's less than 13 and a third. It doesn't make a difference since it's attached to a 16 amma wide Rishus road on one side and on the other side as well. Even if it's according to the first opinion of the Sif Ches, it's okay it'll be Rishus Rab even though it's less than 13 and a third. And according to the Rush, which is Sif Ches, it's only Rishus Rab if it maintains a width at least of 13 and a third amma.
13 and a third based on the Gemara?
13 and a third is based on the Gemara, yeah.
Why? What is 13 and a third? That is
like, where does the third come from?
Where does the 13 come from?
No. The 13 and a third go together. The Gemara discusses it in the context of the width, a large enough width. The Gemara actually discusses it in the context of the din of a passe biros. So when you would have a bear, which you were drawing water from, they wouldn't put walls all around it because you wanted the animals to be able to get in.
Yeah.
So you would put basically
corners.
You put the corners, and you would leave a space in the middle.
Right.
So how wide can you make that space? As a question to the Behuda or Mayor, whether you can, how wide you're allowed to make that space? One says you can't make it more than 10 amas wide, because more than 10 amas wide, in general, is considered you make a period up to the width of 10 amas wide is considered an opening. That was the doorway. That was the access point. Where the Tanakh is right, it's too wide. Rameyer says, no, it could be up to 13 and a third. Why 13 and a third? Because you would have a certain amount of the width of the oxen going in and going out. You have two groups of oxen going in and going out, and the width of the oxen adds up to 13 and a third.
That's coming back now.
What?
It's coming back.
So that's where 13 and a third comes from. Anyway.
This is a
din d'oraisa. Well, this din over here is din d'oraisa.
It's 13 and a third. It's very surprising. The din d'oraisa would be so dependent on the size of the
oxen. Okay, I don't know. I don't know which one came first. Yeah. Okay. Zakti Mishra Bura Chof Hey.
One thing's for certain, there's no bullet holes.
Okay. Biksosan. So they narrow some point in sign. Tosar from Sark Lerma, Biksosan, Oshoein, Behem Tezayanam, Barakalar, Krishna Sarab. So the Mishra Bura says that the correct gears over here in the Shulchan Aruch is Katsu Biksosan. Shein Bem Tezayinam means it narrows partially, or the whole Mavui from beginning to end is less than 16 amas wide. Okay, as long as it travels Ba'ar Kalar Shazurabim, it's Shazurab. Beer the Worm Hu. Mitzkila Kosav Linyan Mavui Shemizkatsub and Mixasub. It narrows partially. Ba'arakah Chosav Oy. The Filo Im Ein Bechol Meshach Mavui Tezayinam. But the whole Mavui from one end to the other is not 16 amas wide. It flows in the same direction as the Rosh Hashanah. Its length is the same length as the flow of the Rosh Hashanah. And it's open at both ends of the Rosh Hashanah. And the Rabbim continues to travel through it. It becomes part of the Rosh Hashanah, even though the whole length of this Mavui from beginning to end is less than 16 amas wide. Now we know it appears from a Chavar Shiura. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention any amount how wide it has to be. Mashla fila im hamavi kotzer harbe vein masik afila yud gimel amav gam kenat rishus rabim ledeyazu. So we don't need even 13 amas wide according to this opinion. So back to our example. So when it narrows from a 3-lane road to a 2-lane road. So, if we're arguing that the math is an amma is a foot and a half, right? So 16 amas is 24 feet. But if you go down to 2 lanes, which means it's only 16 feet, and you divide that by an amma and a half, you're not going to get 13. You're less than 13.
I'm allowed. Now, this formula is talking about a case where you have two fruits. Because the yellow is a
fruit.
I mean, the white both.
According to Sifches, the opinion of Sifches,
it's about 10. It's about 10 amas wide. A little over 10 amas wide. 10 and 2/3 amas wide. Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of minimum.
As long as the Rabbim can flow through there, even b'doichik, that's good enough.
Therefore, it's better. Okay, that's what we're looking about. So we're talking about.
Okay. That's the first sheet. Chavav, which is now the sheet of the Rosh, you give along with Shlish. The Bashir Zeh, Gamkin Nicha Tashmishte, Rabbim Tzas. If it's too narrow, the Rabbim really can't use it. If it's 13 and a third, that's close enough to the 16 that people can sort of squeeze in there. Therefore, it's Nicha Tashmishte Tzas. It's usable. It's doable. Mahanikis Shnei Rishayim Flosh Mishas Rabim, and therefore when the two ends are open, Mishas Rabim, She's Kasha Kam Makam Zel Mishas Rabim Vayin Bir Loch. Yeshar Mishas Rabim Chav Zayin. The Kim Mishas Rabim Gemura Yesh Mishnei Rishayim has Mishas Rabim at both ends. Boy Kibar Rabim, the Rabim flows through there. Vahalchem Mishas Rabim. Rishas Rabim Derech Mavi, they go through the Mavi from Rishas Rabim A to Rishas Rabim B. Nimsa the Havi Tashmish, the Rabim Gam Bezoya Mavi. Therefore, the Rabim is using this Mavi with Chashik Rishas Rabim, so it becomes Rishas Rabim. Now, the Hodim of Warble Kamam Shim is Samadal, the Mavi, I'm a foolish Mishnah, Rishas Rishas Rabim, ain't in Rishas Rabim. We have a Farish Adin over there that a Mavi which is open to two ends to Rishas Rabim. It's not Rishas Rabim. So, what's the difference? Okay. Either it wasn't, according to this shred, it wasn't wide enough. Yir Gimelan means Yir Gimelan a third. Or the Marish Kishamavi Mefulish means states Stodim L'Rech Moshe Zerabim. Then there Rabim Boikimboy. It's open to both ends of Zerabim, but it's perpendicular to Moshe Zerabim. So the Rabim doesn't automatically flow through there from point A to point B. You'd have to turn. The Mishavot Zalichlos Moshe Zerabim L'Mavi Zeh Tzarach Lachim Darker. He has to turn. The Khan Mari Kishamavi Halach Laur, which is a rabbin, is talking about the Mavi is going in the same direction as just a rabbin. The Halkan Derek Mavi Zulam, the head of Rishis Rabbin, Pachasha connected. So you go very easily from Rishis Rabbin A in the same direction through the Mavi to Rishis Rabbin B. So therefore, Kane Yesh, Shame Rishis Rabbin, Gamal Mavi.
One of the least, the bottom is very important.
Okay.
Then jumping to Kuf 110 on the 5th.
So that's the Bir Halacha in Yud Gimel Amud Vishlish. Da the Ikar Sif Zeh Nichol V'Hod Leil Sifches. Siftes and Sifches sound very similar. B'Chilka Mechar the Shulchan Aruch divided into two Sif. Mishum the Sifches who Loshen Hamagen Mishna Hashem Rashba. It's a Rashba. Sif Zeh who Loshen Arash Hashem Ari. Behemus Pliker Dadi. And they're arguing like we just saw Mishabura that they Rishon Habrishes a Rabbah Filo B'Pachas Mir Gimel. That's pretty clear in them as well. They azur the rush, mashadaf kavijud gimel. Because of a grah, the chol kamadori. The grah learns that these two sifim are arguing. With pelaksas al makaber shal kosam the sif echad b'lashon tulta. So normal presentation shal grah would be we put it one sif and say some say this and some say that. So it's pretty strange the way it's presented according to this. But some want to answer up that they're not arguing, and he presents that approach also. We're not going to get involved in that. Now, next Bir Halacha. We say, Shnei Roshel Mufulosh and Roshel Zerab. So, the female Shaksav, the Masif Zayin, Mishabura, did the Rachim, however, Meir Leir, have Roshel Zerab. The main highways outside of the cities are considered Roshel Zerab. Im Kain who are then in Mamabi Kola La Arto Lashari ear Mizao Mizer Habigam came Rishis Arab after Mabi Baths were in Bushir Rishis Arab Kimisha Kola Arto La Drachim Shishale and Shemish Arab Boykam Rabim Derek Mabi Mizel Rishis Arab. So if I have you picture your city, there's the north gate and the south gate. The city is this old city with very narrow roads, but out the main road outside of the city is Rishis Arab in both ends. And there's this one movie which goes straight from the other, one to the other, even though it's not wide enough to reach the rabbit. But if you want to travel from the north gate to the south gate, you're going to flow through this movie. So that's called, even though it's sort of like attaching it to the road outside of the city, he says it has the same cheshbon.
Well, if you're talking about, it's sort of like this picture, you've got a route through the city, is that what you're calling the Mavui? I'm not sure I'm following.
You're following me correctly, but as opposed to the road outside of the city being this main highway,
right.
When it comes to the city, the old city of Yerushalayim is this old crackety street, narrow street. Okay. But that is the street which goes takes you from point A to point B.
Exactly.
It's
so
not
it's a 16
miles wide. That's what a Mavui is.
Yeah.
Mavui is a street.
I thought a Mavui was like a private path.
No, the Mavi is the standard version of how they built cities was Man Chazal. Cities would open up into houses would open up into Chaseris,
right?
And then multiple Chaseris would open up into a Mavi, which is main. The function of Mavi was to take the flow of traffic from all of the Chaseris out to Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
You could have a situation where the Mavi was open at both ends of Rosh Hashanah, and you had many Chaseris which would open up into that Mavi. But the Maisa, that Mavi, because it's open and ended into Rosh Hashanah, the traffic of the Rabbim through it. So it's nothing to do with being private or not.
According to the Bahag and Rashi, though.
What?
According to the Bahag,
you would have to add 600,000.
You need 600,000.
Correct, right. This is all going without
the whole concept of making a Mavoy. You know, a Shitupe Mavos depends on it not being Rosh Hashanah.
So a Mavi which is foolish from both ends of Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to do some type of tikkun, which we'll see later on, to be able to do it.
Oh, so the tikkun does work for that.
The tikkun will work for that, yeah. But but it's not the same tikkun. A mav which is open on one angle, you don't have to put a lechi or a kara at the end of the mav. Mav which is open on both ends, you need a source of pesach on one end, and you need a lechi b'kara on the other end.
How are you translating the word mafulish? Is it like straight? I'm still trying to.
Foolish means open end.
Open.
Oh, it's open end. All right. Oh.
There's a you're able to have a flow through. Okay.
But I thought if it was like crooked, even though it's like you can go through, but let's say if it was like
We'll discuss it on the case when it's crooked. What the look is.
But that's not called. If it's crooked, it's not called mafulish.
It's a good question. What the status of well, for now we're called not foolish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, in other words, even if it's still like a 16-foot wide path, but it goes straight, then it turns, then it goes straight again. So that's not foolish.
Well, but if it's 16 amas wide by itself, it's not relevant whether it's foolish.
No, I didn't say 16 amas. It's 16 feet.
16 feet. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, misunderstood. Okay. Right. So six. If it's less than 16 amas wide, so it's functioning as a mavui. But the only thing which we had before was that the shita which held, even according to Rashi, if you hold like the Ramban, that the intercity roads are considered as a rabbin, even though you have 600,000, even according to Rashi. So we saw before there was a shita which said that the road which connects it from point A to point B through the city also has that same. So you don't 600,000 for that either. That was a discussion about. The modern version of Shorim was all the places with the Delta, the modern version of Shorim is bridges coming into Manhattan, because Manhattan is a walled city, because there is a seawall around the vast majority of the city, so it has a wall. But you have access points, those are Shorim, so the gates function as Shorim. The bridges function as gates, as Shorim. And if it's Mefulish from Shar to Shar, it's a Shukar Rishon Mishasarab. So I mentioned, the modern version of what happens, you go across the Jidover Bridge, you go straight across into the Cross Bronx. The Imam go straight, it's Mefulish Mishar to Shar. That would be modern version of Mishar to Shar. See, you wouldn't need 600,000 to make that Mishasarab. Even according to Rashi. Which is how the place in the Rosh. Yeah.
But then again, in Manhattan, you probably have 600,000 anyways.
That's true. But then the next step is, once that's true, it functions. Next step doesn't function like a pyritz. So we'll discuss that at a different point.
How do you translate pyritz?
A breach
in the wall, yeah. Okay. Let's hold it here. So we're holding by Sif Yud.
Tomorrow, same time, same station.